Gig economy is one of many different names given to the sharing economy, collaborative consumption, whatever you want to call it. It is the idea that there is now a new way of earning money out there that is not just quite like traditional employment or independent contractor engagement. I'm going to introduce a few concepts before we get into the meat of the law. And yes, you're going to end up hearing a lot about Uber and Lyft, not because those are the only two companies that do this stuff, but they're at the forefront of the litigation that is surrounding it. With that out of the way, this at the highest of levels is a concept that is described randomly by whatever graphic I could find, but really is what the sharing economy is about. You can think of all goods as having a certain amount of lumpiness. Now, this is in the paper. This is from Professor Binkler. I don't claim to have invented the theory, but lumpiness essentially means how discrete of a unit can I consume a thing. So, for example, you may have large grain lumpiness. That's like an oil tanker. Only serious corporate players are going to buy this. It's gigantic. It's in a unit that is not attainable to normal people. On the other end of the spectrum, you have fine grain lumpiness. Fine grain lumpiness is something like rice. Anyone can buy it, and you can buy exactly as much as you need, no more. I buy only the rice I'm actually going to use. Then you have something that is mid-grain lumpiness. It is something that is attainable by most people, so it's going to be widespread. A lot of people are going to purchase it, but it comes in a unit that inherently involves excess capacity. A car. If you buy a car, you buy it with all of the seats that it has. Yeah, but I only want one seat. Sorry, we sell cars with 2 seats, 4 seats, 5 seats, 7 seats. And actually, there is one company out there now making one-seater cars. But by and large, I'm not going to sell you a one-seater car. Okay, well, look, here's the other thing. I really kind of only need the car for like an hour in the morning and like maybe tops 2 hours at night. Could I buy one of those cars? Like just a car where I... No, if you buy the car, you own the car all the time.